高考模拟试卷八。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hello, this is May Hotel. What can I do for you?
Hi, I am calling to confirm the reservation of a meeting room.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 2. I heard that you quit your yoga lessons and paid 1,200 yuan for them.
Not exactly. They just don't fit me. But I only paid 200 yuan for registration.
Question. How much did the woman pay? 3. What do I need to bring for our camping in the mountain?
Well, we've bought enough food and some first aid medicine. I think you will need a warm sweater or coat for the cold nights.
Question. What does the woman advise the man to bring? 4. Hello everyone, I'm here with Professor Margaret, who is to give a short talk about the social concerns we are having currently.
Hi everyone, I am Margaret. My pleasure to be here.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman?
5. Would you mind if we discuss tomorrow's schedule right now?
Not at all. Can we cancel some appointments in it? I am afraid we will run out of time.
Question. What does the man think of the schedule? 6. I know the supermarket in our neighbourhood is having a big sale.
Really? Yeah, I am going to drive my car for it.
Question. What will the man do next? 7. The book is so boring, I regretted borrowing it from the school library.
I have read it too, but I think it's quite informative.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
8. Shall we leave Friday afternoon for our trip?
I'd rather go on Saturday. Our friend will drop in on Friday evening. You know, we haven't seen her for a couple of years.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave on Saturday?
9. Hi, teacher. I am wondering if I could change my topic of my paper.
I wish I could say yes, but if I did, your whole preparation work would be a waste.
Question. What does the teacher imply? 10. Have you known that Tom just quit his well-paid job and went to Africa to work as a volunteer?
Really? He talked about it 1 year ago. He is really a man of his word.
Question. What do we know about Tom from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. It is called Chang'an Meets Rome. Using the ancient name of modern Xi'an, which was China's capital for several dynasties, jointly produced by China Media Group and members of Belt and Road Media Committee, the 100-episode documentary tells Chinese stories and values from international perspectives, Experts and scholars from China and Italy provide insight into exchanges in areas including trade and economy, as well as culture and society, and art and architecture. The series is expected to help audiences get deeper understanding, get deeper understandings of these two cities and their connections, such as lifestyle influences and artistic collaboration between East and West. High-definition technology plus vivid content in 5-minute episodes will be translated into 10 languages, including Italian and English. It will be broadcast in all members of Belt and Road Media Committee and aim to promote cultural exchanges and cooperation. 2020 marks the 50th anniversary establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Italy. Chang'an Meets Rome is the first documentary collaboration between these two countries. It is called Chang'an Meets Rome, using the ancient name of modern Xi'an, which was China's capital for several dynasties. Jointly produced by China Media Group and members of Belt and Road Media Committee, the 100-episode documentary tells Chinese stories and values from international perspectives. Experts and scholars from China and Italy provide insight into exchanges in areas including trade and economy, as well as culture and society, and art and architecture. The series is expected to help audiences get deeper understandings of these two cities and their connections, such as lifestyle influences and artistic collaboration between East and West. High-definition technology plus vivid content in 5-minute episodes will be translated into 10 languages, including Italian and English. It will be broadcast in all members of Belt and Road Media Committee and aim to promote cultural exchanges and cooperation. 2020 marks the 50th anniversary establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Italy. Chang'an Meets Rome is the first documentary collaboration between these two countries. Questions. 11. What is this passage talking about?
12. How many episodes are included in the series?
13. What is the purpose of making the series according to the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following news. Grilled patties, frying nuggets, and scrambled eggs. These are, in fact, plant-based food products offered at the Veggie World exhibition held in Beijing last weekend. China has a strong cultural tie to meat, but a vegetarian diet is gaining momentum among consumers. China is now home to around 15 million vegetarians. Green Common is a company of green products. Its CEO, David Yang, breaks down the reasons fueling China's growing appetite for a plant-based diet. He thinks a lot more people are concerned about health, fitness. Certainly some people have also been looking at sustainability and the environment. So those are new drivers of the vegetarian population. But one of the things is in China and in Asia. There's always been a big vegan supporter base, because of religious reasons or because of cultural reasons. Health is an overwhelming factor in cutting out meat, and there's also a growing concern over food safety. Elizabeth Zhang, for example, is a new mum. She says she pays close attention to what she feeds her kids, where it's from, whether it's nutritious and organic. She thinks plant-based food offers her family the most natural and healthy diet. Christy Young, who became a vegan 2 years ago, sometimes still misses the flavours of a beef burger. Having tasted food samples from the event, however, she's delighted in the delicious flavour of veggie meat. She sees herself both as a vegan and food enthusiast and she thought vegan food is not only healthy, but just crazily yummy. Food is just much more than nutrition. It is cultural, social, emotional, and personal. The reason to adopt a plant-based diet varies, but there's no doubt that the rise of vegetarianism is taking new roots in China. Grilled patties, frying nuggets, and scrambled eggs. These are, in fact, plant-based food products offered at the Veggie World Exhibition held in Beijing last weekend. China has a strong cultural tie to meat, but a vegetarian diet is gaining momentum among consumers. China is now home to around 15 million vegetarians. Green Common is a company of green products. Its CEO, David Yang, breaks down the reasons fueling China's growing appetite for a plant-based diet. He thinks a lot more people are concerned about health, fitness. Certainly some people have also been looking at sustainability and the environment. So those are new drivers of the vegetarian population. But one of the things is in China and in Asia. There's always been a big vegan supporter base, because of religious reasons or because of cultural reasons. Health is an overwhelming factor in cutting out meat, and there's also a growing concern over food safety. Elizabeth Zhang, for example, is a new mum. She says she pays close attention to what she feeds her kids, where it's from, whether it's nutritious and organic. She thinks plant-based food offers her family the most natural and healthy diet. Christy Young, who became a vegan 2 years ago, sometimes still misses the flavours of a beef burger. Having tasted food samples from the event, however, she's delighted in the delicious flavour of veggie meat. She sees herself both as a vegan and food enthusiast, and she thought vegan food is not only healthy, but just crazily yummy. Food is just much more than nutrition. It is cultural, social, emotional, and personal. The reason to adopt a plant-based diet varies, but there's no doubt that the rise of vegetarianism is taking new roots in China. Questions. 14. According to the passage, how many vegetarians are there in China now?
15. What is not one of the reasons for picking a vegan diet?
16. What can't be inferred from the passage? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. As more and more people notice now, there is an increasing popularity of art toy. Today we're joined in the studio by the Shirley Vigis Overseas Marketing Manager of PopMart. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations, first of all, to PopMart for having broken the record. 2 million art toys sold on a single day. Also become number one toy seller on Taobao. What's the secret? Why are these art designer toys so hot these days?
I think people create a lot of emotional connection to these toys. These toys talk to them in so many ways, and they create a bond with them. So when people feel that these toys belong to them in their heart, they keep collecting and keep engaging with them.
I want to ask a question. These toys are not toys that we are used to. Can you explain to our viewers what toys are designer toys?
Art toys are toys that have a deep artistic component. So for every single toy, there's an artist that's been working on every detail of it, and every detail is carefully thought. So, just like any other artistic field, when artists create this, they are saying to the world things they want to share with everyone. I think these toys are more like art collections for themselves, not just any regular toys we've been used to in our daily life.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that these toys are like art collections, because they are different from children's toys in that there are more social aspects to them. They trade them, collect them, as you said. They also take pictures of them and post them on their social network.
Yes, I think this is also one of our key aspects or successes, because people find these toys are very cute and enjoyable, and they want to share them, and they want to share with their friends and family, and they want to show they are having in their hand something very cute and unique. And also, if they find they have something they want to exchange, they can build new friendship, they can meet people that are also toy collectors.
And who are the consumers collecting these toys?
Most are women, but also we have men collecting them, not only women. White-collar workers from 18 to 35 years. But I have to point to one thing, that toys are not just for one target group. With art, they can be shared by everyone. Everyone can have their own meaningful toys.
As more and more people notice now, there is an increasing popularity of art toy. Today we're joined in the studio by the Shirley Viegas Overseas Marketing Manager of PopMart. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations, first of all, to PopMart for having broken the record. 2 million art toys sold on a single day. Also become number one toy seller on Taobao. What's the secret? Why are these art designer toys so hot these days?
I think people create a lot of emotional connection to these toys. These toys talk to them in so many ways, and they create a bond with them. So when people feel that these toys belong to them in their heart, they keep collecting and keep engaging with them.
I want to ask a question. These toys are not toys that we are used to. Can you explain to our viewers what toys are designer toys?
Art toys are toys that have a deep artistic component. So for every single toy, there's an artist that's been working on every detail of it, and every detail is carefully thought. So just like any other artistic field, when artists create this, they are saying to the world things they want to share with everyone. I think these toys are more like art collections for themselves, not just any regular toys we've been used to in our daily life.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that these toys are like art collections, because they are different from children's toys in that there are more social aspects to them. They trade them, collect them, as you said. They also take pictures of them and post them on their social network.
Yes. I think this is also one of our key aspects or successes, because people find these toys are very cute and enjoyable, and they want to share them, and they want to share with their friends and family, and they want to show they are having in their hand something very cute and unique. And also, if they find they have something they want to exchange, they can build new friendship, they can meet people that are also toy collectors.
And who are the consumers collecting these toys?
Most are women, but also we have men collecting them, not only women. White-collar workers from 18 to 35 years. But I have to point to one thing, that toys are not just for one target group. With art, they can be shared by everyone. Everyone can have their own meaningful toys.
Questions. 17. How many toys were sold by Top Marsh on a single day?
18. What has not been mentioned as one of the differences between art toys and regular toys?
19. Who can't be a probable collector of art toys according to the article?
20. What is implied by the marketing manager?